Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta by giving them world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about his, hers, and ours, what married couples need to know about taxes. My guest today obtained her undergraduate degree in accounting from Cheney University in Pennsylvania and her MBA from the Keller Graduate School of Management. Today, she's the president and CEO of By the Book Accounting Incorporated. They offer bookkeeping, QuickBooks setup and training, tax preparation, and small business workshops and teleclasses. We are pleased to have on the phone today a young lady who's been dedicated to the success of small businesses and nonprofit organizations since 2001, Ms. Bernadette Johnson-Harrell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Spark Plug.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
All right.
Are you ready to talk about what married couples need to know about taxes?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Why should tax planning be a very important part of premarital counseling?
A lot of people don't realize that marriage changes so many things in your situation, in your life, but it also changes your tax picture. And a lot of times those changes are things that you need to plan for. So tax planning needs to be on the same list with the caterer, with the minister, with picking out the honeymoon spot. Setting up an appointment with a tax accountant needs to make it to that list as well.
What do taxpayers need to know about name changes?
This one is a big one because when a person decides to change their name as a result of marriage, a lot of times people think that, oh, they just changed their name and they let their employers know, and now their W-2 and their pay stubs come in their new name. But reporting this information needs to be done not only to your employer, but you also need to do it with the Social Security Administration. Failure to do so can mess up your benefits down the road. So, for instance, if you don't change your name with the Social Security Administration, but you change it with your employer is reporting your earnings to a different name. So your married name is getting the earnings reported to it, but the Social Security Administration only has your maiden name. So when it's time to collect benefits, you may not have any benefits because they don't have the right name. And a lot of times people don't realize that. We have clients whose returns get rejected when we try to e-file them because the Social Security number and the name don't match. So it's important to change your name not only on your driver's license and everything else, but also on that Social Security card so that you don't mess up your Social Security benefits when the time comes.
What if a taxpayer is married for less than half of the year? Do they have to file a married tax return?
Absolutely. And this is a big misconception. We get it all the time. We get this question. In fact, this year was, I guess a lot of people must have gotten married in 2008 because we got this question so many times this year. And your marital status on the last day of the year determines how you file your tax return. So if you get married on January 1st or December 31st, you still file a married tax return. So whatever your marital status is on the very last day of the month, on the very last day of the year, that determines what type of return you file. So you either file a married joint return or a married separate return, but you have to file married.
Okay. Well, tell our new married listeners, what's the best way to file? Married filing jointly or married filing separately?
It depends. Of course, the best way to file is always the way that is going to give you the lowest tax liability. Everybody wants to pay the least amount of taxes, and that's legal. So you have to file the way that's going to give you the lowest tax benefit. In our office, we always run a tax return both ways. So we'll run a tax return with the taxpayer filing jointly. Then we'll also run it again with them filing separately. And whichever gives them the lowest tax liability, that's the best way to file.
What if one spouse owes back taxes, child support, or student loans? Should they still file a joint return?
Ooh, and this one is a doozy. We get this one a lot. You'll hear one spouse saying, I don't want to file with him or her because they owe and I don't want them to take my refund. This happens a lot. And there is a way. If filing a joint return yields you the lowest tax liability, we can file a form called an injured spouse return. And what that is the spouse that does not owe is the injured spouse. So that spouse, will their portion of the refund will be protected. So, for instance, if the husband owes and the wife doesn't, the wife is the injured spouse. When we file a return saying she's the injured spouse. She has nothing to do with his past liability. The portion of the refund that belongs to her, she will still get. The portion of the refund that belongs to the husband will go towards whatever the debt is, if it's child support, if it's student loans or back taxes. So that's one way that you can still take advantage of the lower tax bracket, because generally filing a joint return will give you the lowest tax bracket. And that's generally speaking. There are exceptions to every single case. But generally speaking, a joint return gives you the lowest tax bracket. So if filing a joint return will lower your tax bill, you can still protect your return and file with your spouse.
Now, for more information, I understand that you do offer workshops and seminars, but do you have a seminar specifically for married couples about what they need to know about taxes?
We're working on it because, like I said, I had so many clients that got married in 2008. So did I. Fortunately, I knew the tax ramifications of getting married. We are working on putting together a seminar for married couples, and I would love to be able to include it with the premarital counseling that a lot of couples are getting, so that before you jump the broom, set the date or whatever, you understand how your tax picture will change. And if it's sometimes, you know, if you get married on December 30th and getting married on January 1st would have made a difference, sometimes just those 2 days might make a difference. So it's definitely something that has to be planned out.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, what's the biggest mistake married couples make when it comes to filing taxes?
I will say, I'm going to give you two mistakes. One mistake is not realizing how important it is. And I know how exciting it is for a bride to pick out the dress and pick out your location and all those things, but to overlook the importance of tax planning. That's the first mistake that most couples make. The second mistake is going ahead and filing a return incorrectly, because we've had people that will say, well, I'm married, but I don't want to file with my husband, and I tell them they have to find somebody else because we can't file a return like that. So filing an incorrect return is a very big mistake, because that's a mistake that can come back and bite you really, really hard.
And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
We can be reached on our website at buythebookaccounting.com, or you can give our office a call at 678-608-2775.
Well, Ms. Bernadette Johnson-Harrell, the newly married president and CEO of By the Book Accounting Incorporated, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Ms. Bernadette Johnson-Harrell. I want to take a moment to say thank you to my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin-Thomas, for doing another totally awesome job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.